I'm Kevin Snyder on the station you grew up with, the new 99.9 FM, The Zoo.
8:08, Thursday morning, and city schools, Randolph Community College, and Randolph County Schools closed today because of the storm. We've got the man who knows more about it, Dr. Stephen Ganey, coming up in just moments at The Zoo, but we've got rain and 74.
And now, another
9.9 FM at the Zoo, 8:11. Good morning. We've got rain, 74, and this is just the start of what's left over Hurricane Michael. I mean, it came on the Gulf Coast as a Category 4, and less than 24 hours, it's a tropical storm. And by the end of today, it will be out of here. But due to the conditions that are expected later today, of course, city, county schools have closed, and so has Randolph Community College. And even taking, since he's got the day off, he decided to stop in. Superintendent of the county schools, Dr. Stephen Ganey. Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thanks for finding some time to come in and talk to the silly guy on the radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, but I mean, like I say, you got the day off. Schools are closed, so you got nothing to do. Go home, kick up, have lunch at home.
Well, I don't know. Today is now a teacher work day. The students are at home, but we do have a teacher work day, optional teacher work day. Teachers have options. They can use leave or do a makeup plan because of inclement weather. But it has changed to an optional teacher work day because of the weather, just trying to maintain everybody's safety to the greatest extent possible. We have, you know, a normal school day. You have buses out there. You have
I have one that comes through at 6:30 in the morning. So
and people forget we have student drivers at the high school. We have parents that drive children to school and staff members coming to and from school. So we just want to make sure everybody's safe on days like this.
And I have heard one comment. It's like, it's just rain. But like right now, it's just a little rain, but we're looking at 40, 50 mile an hour winds by the time any buses would be back on the road.
Absolutely.
And the possibility of flooding and things like that. So.
And the safety of everyone is our priority. We have to take that in consideration at start. And we spent a lot of time yesterday afternoon watching the weather prior to making the decision we made.
So. Oh, I've just stuck on the Wonder Map here, watching it spin up towards us. Because this is the start, a lot of heavier rain coming, you know, in the next few hours.
Yes.
So, but like I say, what else have you got on your table since you got some time today to get things done?
Well, we continue. We're moving. We're about, I think yesterday was day 28 of the school year, and we are up to about 15,968 students. We've gained 315 students since the first day of school. So that's exciting. We're moving because our funding is based on from the state is based on student numbers. So very excited about that. Since the last time we talked, we did receive our school performance results from last school.
Oh, you got your
year.
Own report card, huh?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Did you hide it from your parents?
Very proud of our school system. Yeah. One of the things we've the principals and leaders throughout the school system, we've kind of continue to talk about a theme is move the needle forward and minimize any backward movement. And I'm really proud of our principals and our teachers and support staff because our schools are getting better and academically, and we have a lot of room for improvement. But I'm just so proud of where we're continuing to move that needle forward every year. And so that's what those results revealed again. So very excited. I want to say a big thank you to, and I said the principals and teachers and support staff, and but I've left out, we need to say thank you to the students for taking advantage of the opportunities that are in our schools because they do a great job every
day. Yeah, there's just so many more options for them to choose that can actually get them a decent job.
Well, and even and we can't forget the parents because we are lucky. Yeah. We have a great parent group, and they help us tremendously when the children come to school. They're ready for school, and just want to say a big thank you to them.
Yeah, and you say it's day 28 and still didn't have some things in place at the beginning of the year, but you've got things all your ducks in a row now?
Well, yes. One of the things, October 1, we kind of finalized our principals. We did start the year with an interim principal at Random Elementary School. Want to say a big thank you to Wanda Anders. She is one of our former employees, retired a couple years ago, and then has come back several times to do interim jobs for us.
Still loves the kids.
Oh, she's wonderful. And she started the year at Random Elementary as the principal, as an interim principal. In October 1, the new principal at Southmont Elementary School, Ann Carol Grant, came in and started, and she's a veteran principal. We're very excited to have her. And when she arrived, then Penny Baber went from Southmont Elementary School on October 1 to start as the permanent principal at Random Elementary School. And Penny's a veteran with us as well, and she's a wonderful principal. So very excited, and just, again, want to say a big thank you to Wanda Anders for helping us during this first month or so of school. And want to say thank you to both staffs because the Southmont staff knew that Penny was eventually moving to Random Elementary, And the Randleman Elementary staff knew that eventually they were going to start with an interim and eventually get to a permanent principal. So I want to say a big thank you to them and to the communities.
To help keep things running, get everything in order for the person coming in so they know where the pencils are.
Oh, yeah. I also want to point out, it's been a rough start of the year with this weather. Here we are at our second hurricane. And I just want to speak out to our athletic directors at the middle school and high school level. If you haven't, and the principals, if you hadn't sat in that seat, you may not realize just how difficult when weather kicks up like the winter or these hurricanes, rescheduling events and dealing with, and the coaches dealing with practices and keeping kids going. It's just been a tremendous effort by the coaches and the athletic directors. And I want to say a big thank you to the principals for their support and all this. And also at Winna Ashworth, she's our county athletic director. She's our director of student services. But one of her roles is county athletic director, and she's done a wonderful job with both the middle schools and high schools, keeping the athletic programs going and helping reschedule things so we can move forward.
Yeah, I mean, people just forget how many people it takes to operate in the schools.
Oh, yes. It's a big operation. And so today's another day's interruption with our fall sports season.
Just a bump in the road. Yeah. We'll get it because I'm sure you'll be back in school tomorrow, and the kids are like, we could have the 5-day weekend. So what else is going on? You've got some other things coming up in the school system.
Well, I wanted to say,
Okay, we back. Thank you. That was not a test. That's actual conditions coming down. Sorry to interrupt Dr. Gainey in the middle, but this is the important things we know that's coming up. It's northwest of us, but still heavier rains coming up through the day. So where were we before we so aptly interrupted?
Well, I was. You mentioned another big event we had, Southwest Randolph High School, on the 21st of, the 21st of September,
Okay, last month.
We had it rescheduled because of the other weather event, but we had the ribbon cutting of Ivy B. Lux Stadium, the new Ivy B. Lux Stadium.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we renovated that stadium, and I want to say a big thank you to everybody who was participating in that event. We had commissioners, we had board members.
Commissioners, they love a ribbon cutting.
And I do want to point out a couple individuals, Sean Hildreth, the principal of the school, Marty Trotter, assistant superintendent for operations.
Yeah.
And Larry Chilton, our director of maintenance facilities, and our assistant director of maintenance facilities, Randy Wilson, they played a huge role in that project, and just want to say a big thank you to them for leading that project, and you know, just happy for the community that we have been able to renovate that stadium. And you know, on the 27th, I had a chance to meet with a special group of individuals in the school system. I have a group called the Randolph Teacher Leaders.
Yeah,
it's one teacher from every school, and we had our first meeting of the year, and we talk about system-wide issues and just trying to share information throughout the school system. So I was glad to have them with me on the 27th.
All right.
Been an exciting, I mentioned earlier, 28 days, first 28 days of the school year. But we're really moving forward. And we've had a couple hiccups with the weather, but we're going to keep moving forward. We'll deal with the weather and move on and make sure we're doing everything to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, and I know there's somebody who's got a little date book that it's like, it's not the 28th day of school. It's minus 72 days till we get out. So, Dr. Gainey, thanks for stopping by this morning. Appreciate it. Have fun. You know, anything changes with the schedule, because we still don't know what power conditions are going to be like or anything like that. So, feel free to let us know anytime.
Yeah, the wind is going to be an issue today, I'm afraid, with all the water and wind. So, we'll monitor that throughout the day.
All right. Well, thank you for coming by. We'll see you pretty soon next month, right here at 99.9 FM, The Zoo. Morning, it's 8:22, some showers, and 74. Baby.